Keeping up with the latest on election night this week on UK Perspectives, I'm Josh James in for Tom Goodell. The name of the game these days, especially with election coverage, is real-time results. WKY has been offering NPR's fact-checking of the presidential debates. We'll also have a live election night blog. And if you're interested in up-to-date information on election law issues that could arise on Tuesday, you're in luck. Here to explain is University of Kentucky law professor Joshua Douglas. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I should ask, with the election less than a week away, how are you holding up?
Well, it's been pretty busy, pretty crazy, and we're gearing up for a wild finish, I think.
So let's talk about the election analysis blog you'll be helping to oversee. Who is involved and what can visitors expect on election night?
So this was started by a group of students who created a new student group at the law school, the Election Law Society. They were interested in election law issues, having taken my class. And so it's really flattering that this effort has now continued. So what we'll be doing is we'll be gathering at the law school, watching returns come in, and searching the web, taking phone calls, taking emails about election law issues, about legal issues that are involved in the vote casting and counting process, and responding to things that arise. And who knows what might happen and what we'll write about. There's a website, uky.edu/electionlaw, that will have the commentary. The commentary is written by students but overseen by me, so nothing goes on the website until it's been approved first. After I've read it and approved it, and it'll be providing commentary, nonpartisan commentary on legal issues that are involved in Election Day, both in Kentucky and throughout the nation.
So walk us through the process. How are questions submitted and how are the answers put together?
So students are there mining the internet, looking for issues that are arising. They'll be on Twitter. They'll be looking at news sites to see if there are any reports of irregularities or other legal questions. And then we'll also take questions from the public, either via email or phone call. And the information is on that website. And we'll try to put together some commentary if members of the public have questions about legal issues that might arise with respect to the election.
How are students preparing for this? I imagine, given the unusual nature of this election and the high level of interest out there, this could be a trial by fire for some.
I think it is any election night a trial by fire. But right now they're doing research, trying to understand the legal rules that are related to the election, and then also preparing a few posts that so that we have some stuff ready to go. Things like, for example, explaining how the Electoral College works is one that I know a student is working on right now. So we'll have some content ready for questions that we know people will ask. But then it's going to kind of be a wait and see, depending on what happens on election night. And, you know, surely we'll have reports of long lines in certain places, potentially requests to keep polls open late. Other challenges that may arise. And so we'll try to respond and provide some commentary on the legal issues.
Are there any particular election law issues you're anticipating more interest in this year than in the past?
Well, I think every year you're going to have issues involving long lines, requests to keep the polls open late, concerns about voters being turned away, voters maybe not on the registration rolls when they should be, voters being turned away because they don't have the proper form of ID, even though the state may not necessarily require. The rules are in flux. Even right now, there's a litigation going on in Texas because the state has a strict voter ID requirement, but the signage has to say that if you don't have an ID, you could sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury. But some of the signage at the early polling sites is outdated and still says you have to have one of the forms of ID. So those types of challenges, I think. And then, of course, once the returns start coming in, I think there'll be questions if the vote counts are close as to how to contest an election and then what the procedures are for that, whether it's the presidential election or a Senate election. And a lot of people are watching to see if the Senate may switch to the Democrats. And so if there's a close election in one state, that could be highly watched as well.
This isn't your first go around. The project kicked off in 2014. What's the reaction been like?
We've had tons of positive feedback. The site is viewed on election night in previous years by people all over the country and also all over the world. Traffic has been really high. Inquiries from the public have been really robust. I'm expecting more of that, given that this is the first time we're doing it in a presidential election year. And interest is even higher, I think. than maybe it was in previous years. The reaction has been great from members of the Legal Academy as well as the public. I also want to emphasize that the reaction from students is just really positive. They love the experience of being there on election night and trying to research issues as quickly as they can, but also ensuring that they're correct and thorough to get some easy-to-read commentary that the public can understand up on the website.
Well, lastly, where can listeners find the blog?
Again, it's at www.uky.edu/election law, uky.edu/election law.
We will also be posting a link at wky.org, so you can find it there as well. Professor Joshua Douglas, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.